Since January, 18-year-old Cameron Jamison has been learning to fly. This sets him somewhat apart from his peers in high school. While most students exercise newfound privileges on the road, Jamison brings his well-practiced skills to the sky. Jamison credits Stephen Rux as being a good teacher, but lately, Jamison has been flying solo.
You go to the plane, and then you have to do a run-up checklist. You go through everything. You cover exterior inspection, interior, stuff like that. Check how much fuel you got, check the avionics, and the safety of the aircraft. It takes around 15 minutes, and then taxi and take off.
Jamison says he wasn't scared or nervous when he took his first solo flight in the Cessna 150. In fact, he says it was easy. Jamison explains how he got to this point in his flight instruction.
You basically just have to prove that you're able to fly the airplane safely and get it on the ground safely.
And how did Jamison prove this? Rux explains what knowledge and capability level is required before allowing someone to solo.
The basic requirements to solo, in other words, to be in the airplane by yourself in the air, you have to know how to fly the airplane. And you learn emergency procedures, normal takeoff and landings, how to prevent getting into an unusual attitude or a dangerous attitude with the airplane, communication procedures, collision avoidance procedures, how to get along with the other airplanes in the sky.
Rux has been a flight instructor since 1975, and he's seen many students solo.
Usually what happens is they go do them fine, but when they get out of the airplane, when they come back down, that's when they start shaking. And it's usually you see a lot of nervousness, and they're just really hyped up. It's quite an experience at first solo.
Of course, Jamison didn't start flying solo right away. Learning to fly a plane takes hours and hours of practice, both dual and solo, as well as extensive studying. Rux says a student of flight first learns the four basic maneuvers: straighten level, climb, descent, and turn.
After that, they go into a little more advanced training where they learn stall recovery procedures, how to prevent getting into a stall in the first place, and some other maneuvers, landing, different types of landings for different types of fields, and takeoffs for the same. Then we do things we call ground reference maneuvers, where they have to fly the aircraft by reference to objects on the ground, follow certain ground tracks.
Students also learn communication procedure and collision avoidance. This is all coupled with ground school material. Jamison describes an average lesson with Rux.
Usually we'll go around in front of town when we do maneuvers down by the mill, or we have to do cross-country trips, which is required to get our license. We'll go up to Juneau or Sitka or Ketchikan, depending on the weather.
Rux elaborates on what the cross-country flights entail.
You have a flight with three landings and takeoffs, three different airports. One of those legs has to be at least 50 nautical miles away. And our typical flight would be from here to Ketchikan and Klawak and then back here, or Sitka to Cake and back here.
For Jamison, learning to fly means having more options in Wrangell. It's also shed some light on other activities.
It kind of makes things a little more interesting here in Wrangell. It kind of makes you a little safer driver, maybe, because you're just a little safer with equipment. Because with aircraft, you know, there's not a whole lot of room for error.
Rux is confident Jamison will get his private pilot license. According to Rux, Jamison is an excellent student and a fast learner.
That's the nice thing about younger people. They don't come in with any preconceived ideas about how to fly an airplane. It's so much easier to teach them, and they're fearless. So it's easy to teach them these things like stall recoveries and whatnot, where you're in kind of an odd attitude with the airplane. They're not afraid of that. They enjoy it. It's like a carnival ride.
The next logical step after a private pilot license, says Rux, is getting an instrument rating. Then comes a commercial license. Rux says this requires a minimum of 250 hours of flight time and a lot more to learn. For those who are interested in learning to fly but may be hesitating, Jamison offers this.
A lot of people can do this. You just can't be scared. You have to love flying.
Jamison says he wants flying to be part of his future. He eventually wants to go commercial. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.